Hello, hello. Don't mind the sirens outside, because I'm pretty sure you can hear them through the windows. And they've been going on for a while, so I don't know if they're just like driving in circles or what have you, but I am going to go ahead and get a little comfy as I am going to get ready to have a little fun with my ass. Actually, I think I might move the microphone a teeny bit lower, so sorry if it sounds a little staticky or something right now. There we go. Okay, I think this is good. Okay, this feels nice. Excuse me. I stayed up pretty late last night, and I kind of wanted to get a jump on recording, so I didn't sleep as much as I should have, mostly just because I am not much of a person who sleeps in. I've talked about this before, but it's really tough for me just to kind of like lay in bed and I don't know, just kind of know that the day is passing me by. It doesn't feel like a good use of time. Now, taking a nap later in the day, that I don't mind. So if need be, I will do that later. But I did get up. I've already been doing a bit of stuff on my during my morning and all that. But I did plan in advance that today would be a special occasion, a day in which I reserve a little bit of time for me to play with my ass and for you to listen along. So I haven't really had too much opportunity to do this over the last few weeks, I want to say. I think, yeah, it's been a few weeks. Because I was like, did I do something? But I don't think I did. Oh, you know what? Never mind. I did do something. I did use, I'm trying to remember which one I used. This was just for my own personal me time. As you guys know, I have like the purple dildo that I've used on many occasions. It's kind of been my go-to, although it is my go-to, but mostly because of the thickness. I kind of want one that is similar in the size, but not curved, because that one curves just slightly, and I kind of don't like that. So I kind of need to get a something that can act as my new go-to, because I do have a few other dildos, but they're kind of thick. So when I haven't had opportunity to play in a while, those are somewhat, you know, a little daunting to want to get to. That being said, I did receive a new toy very recently, and that one was quite a thick boy. I actually wasn't certain how thick it was going to be. It's one that has like a base that can be suctioned to like a wall or to like a flat surface, as well as just literally being able to, you could just put it on the side of a, on the top of a bed, sorry. And it can, you know, it has a little more stability. That one is a little bit too thick for me to use right now, because I actually did plan to do that one today, but I was like, you know what? I think I will go ahead and postpone using that toy possibly until February. So if anything, that gives you something to look forward to in the next month. But for today, today's buddy is going to be yet another toy that was gifted to me. Thank you. Thank you so much. You know who you are. It is a prostate massager. And it reminds me very similar to, oh my gosh, I can't remember the name. The Edge, I think it is. I think it's the Edge 2. I want to say I used this one, the Edge, sorry, I think I used that one in December. And I believe I was talking a few things about it. And so it looks like we're kicking on the new year off with another prostate massager. It's very similar in design to that Edge, except it doesn't, whereas the Edge has basically like it, if you get the chance, make sure to like Google this. But basically it kind of looks like a V almost, or like a Y, I guess you could say. And so it has one spot in which that goes inside of your ass, and the other side basically curls and it articulates a little bit, so you can actually move it around for how much tightness you want. So that way it can kind of like stay in place as the outside part kind of curls up against the taint slash balls area. And I really like that one. But just looking off of this new one and looking, like just thinking of the Edge one, I think isn't as, it doesn't have as much length as this one. And this one also doesn't articulate. The outside part, it does curl a little bit as if, you know, just to make sure it stays inside of you. But it does, I'm thinking it's pretty, it's got it beat in terms of length. So it's really interesting. We're going to see how this goes. I made sure that it is charged and all that good stuff already prepped. I'm ready to go. And here I am just talking and talking and talking, mostly just because that just means I'm a little nervous. So let's go ahead and get into it, yeah? So I am going to sit up a little bit. I'm laying down, but I'm going to sit up on my bed. I do have a pillow that helps me sit up a bit. And I do have some lube here. So let me go ahead and actually get things a little bit more cozy. Let me move some things around over here. Okay, so I have some lube. I'm going to put some on my left hand. Okay. And I'm just going to reach down. I'm just like lifting up my cock a bit and just reaching down with my legs just spread. And just moving my fingers between my cheeks and getting things nice and lubed up. Just moving my fingers around my entrance. It feels good already. I don't know if you can hear that, but it's very juicy. Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and just slide a finger into me because why not, right? I'm just pressing the tip of my middle finger in. I'm just gonna slide it out a little bit. There we go. Press it back in. And then out. And in. And out. I'm going to go ahead and turn a little bit. Turn over onto my side. And that way I can reach back. It gives me a little bit better positioning and leverage. That way I can just slide that same finger in without too much issue and get good and deep in there. Just wiggling my finger inside of myself. Okay. So I didn't want to go too hard on the finger fucking or anything like that because I just don't know if I can like take it right now. But I am going to go ahead and slide in this prostate massager. And it's not too thick. It's a good thickness. It's just not too thick. It does have a bit of ridges, and like it has its head, and then it has like a little bulbier part, and then it kind of thins out as it would go, like as it would rest. Okay, like outside. So I'm just gonna position this. Now let me get this toy and just... just gonna run the tip along my entrance. I'm just gonna pull my cheeks apart. Okay, I think I'm ready. As I said, I feel a little nervous, but it's okay. I'm just gonna press it inside me. Just little by little. Come on, get in there. I'm all looped up, but I'm not too loose right now. A little tight. It's just going in so slowly. I'm just stretching around it. I can feel my asshole stretched around it. It's about maybe a third of the way. And I want to say it's about maybe 6 inches in length. That's what it seems like. Just estimating. Come on. Take it. Yes. I can do it. Okay. It's in. It's all the way in, Okay. And now I'm just gonna lay back instead of being on my side. Okay. Oh, I can feel like myself. Like my asshole and just like my body wrapped around it. And it's like I can feel my pulse. Okay. Wow, I feel really filled up right now. Okay. Now, I'm gonna turn it on. Okay. Okay, it's on. And there is a remote also. And there are two... Oh gosh, okay. There are two buttons to press. One has a circle and one has a pattern. I think the head of the toy, the one that's deepest in me, I think that has a vibrator. So that's like the one that's supposed to be pressing up against my prostate, which I definitely do feel. So I'm going to try that out now, okay? I think this is what that's going to do. So let's see. Oh my god, I feel that. Oh my god, okay. Wow. I'm gonna press it again. Okay, has different patterns. Okay. Okay, that one's a little bit intermittent instead of just all the way. Okay, this one's a steady one with little breaks. That's three patterns. Okay. Fourth one is a combination of those last two. That's four. Five is like a jackhammer, like a slow one. Six is a little bit more intense, same thing. And I think that's just it right there. Is it? Let's see. Oh, it just goes faster. Okay. Yeah, okay. Okay, that's just on. And then there's a vibration one, which I think is on the outside, I think. Let's see. Yeah. And this one, there we go. Okay. Okay. It also has different patterns, but it's just on the outside, so... I'm not much of a pattern person. I usually just like it steady. Oh. Oh, God. Oh. Wow. Just sitting here, just laying here. Just. Oh, God. It's just so deep inside of me. I feel it just like tickling my insides. It's really how it feels like. It's. Oh, and it's right on the prostate, too. It's like right there. I have never felt like a sensation of it hitting like right on before. Oh, I'm just laying on my bed here, just like in awe, and just like my legs fully spread. Oh, and also just like. I have like my hands on my forehead right now. I'm just like, oh gosh. I also really like the idea of just my legs spread out, just fully open. I've always said I am quite the butt slut, and this feels so good. Oh, it's like just a massage from the inside. Oh, I'm just gonna touch my cock a little. Just touch my cock while my fucking ass is just filled up and just vibrating inside and out. Oh my God. Just relaxing and contracting my muscles a little bit makes it interesting, because then I feel. Just my ass. There's a drop of pre-cum on the tip of my cock. Jerk off a little bit. Oh my god, this feels so good. This feels really good. This feels really good. It feels really good. Okay, I'm gonna stop. Oh gosh, even when I stop, it feels like I keep going. Okay. Okay. Oh my God, fuck. this is a little, I'm not gonna say too intense, but it's a lot to focus on. I'm just gonna stroke a little bit more. Let me spank these balls first. Oh gosh. Okay. Hands off again. Okay, just want to edge there. Oh God. a little spurt of cum just came off the top. I'm just gonna take it with my finger here. It's not too much. It's literally like a little drop. Just had to taste myself a little. Okay. I think I do want to go all the way now. Okay. Here we go. I don't think it's gonna take too long. Oh gosh. It's just like when I. stroke myself. It's so hard not to just contract my muscles, which all it does is like just squeeze the toy deep in me. Oh my god. Oh god. Okay. I'm gonna come. Oh my god. Oh fuck. Oh my god, fuck you. Okay, please. Okay. Okay. You need to stop. You fucking toy. Oh my god. Yeah. Oh. Wow, that was I like erupted. That's what happened. It like shot straight up. And then it just got all over my hands. And so that I had to reach over with my less dominant hand, with my left hand, to get the remote. And the remote is on my right side, and I don't want to make a mess. Oh, wow. That's a lot of cum. Oh, wow. But that was such like... it's hard to explain. Also, like, my nose got all stuffy. I don't know why. I think it's just so intense. And also just me laying back. I've been fighting some allergies, but I don't know why. This just got me all, like, stuffed up. It's so weird. Anyway. That felt like an orgasm already feels like pleasure from the inside out. But this was literally from the inside out. Like, something also stimulating me from the inside where... Oh, wow, I don't even know. That felt so strong, so, like, intense. It wasn't a long orgasm, but it was very just, like, ratcheted up to 11. Okay, I'm just gonna lay here for a little bit. Ooh. That was nice. Nothing too intense. It was intense in terms of sensation, but not in terms of like it hurting or being too far in me or anything like that. Like it felt fine, but yeah. Oh, but I think it's time for me to clean up. Okay. Well, I hope this was a fun one, and I hope I don't sound too silly with a stuffed up nose now. Well, as always, you'll hear from me soon enough. Take care and bye now.